Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, El, it's going to accelerate now that other teams can talk to Tom Brady. Look, the thing to know behind the scenes here with the Patriots is that Bill Belichick is driving this negotiation from the team perspective. Owner Robert Kraft has deferred to him. And as we know, Bill Belichick, he keeps his thoughts and his intentions close to the vest. But what he is clearly looking for is what's the market for Tom Brady. And we're going to find that out pretty quickly now that other teams can talk to Brady's agent. So once the Patriots and Belichick find that out, it should move things forward. And the key date to mark here, L, Wednesday, 4 p.m., Patriots take a $13.5 million dead cap charge. They'd like to have some clarity by that point, no doubt about it.
According to a tweet from Chris Mason, T-Bone just told me in my ear, the Patriots are down to $5.4 million in cap space.
Well, that'll lock him up.
Well, that's a problem.
I mean, even on a two-year deal, you're at $7.5 million.
Well, that's a problem if you want them to do anything in free agency. Never mind Tom Brady.
You still need to get under just based on his dead money alone.
Jesus. Well, no, that's counting the dead money.
That is counting the dead money, which means let's get your ass in here and let's figure this out, okay? That is in play. There's a chance he's coming back, guys.
There's another trade in the NFL.
Who?
David Johnson just got moved.
Okay, to?
He is going to a competitor of the Patriots, an AFC team.
Oh, don't say Buffalo.
I said AFC. I didn't say AFC East.
There.
Running back David Johnson has been traded to the Houston Texans.
Okay.
Cardinals and Texans agree to a deal. Also, here's something interesting.
Bradley Roby got locked up there too with the Texans. So they locked him up. And I think a really, really good signing, we're going to keep it in the AFC here, for a team that is a competitor and a contender, Baltimore. Calais Campbell goes to Baltimore. 11 years. He's had five or more sacks. He's one of those really good pieces where he could get upfield from the tackle position. He's disruptive. He could get to the quarterback. He's big. That's a good piece for that Baltimore defense moving forward. Go ahead.
Eric Flowers, who has bounced around a little bit since being a top 10 pick in the NFL. But I'll tell you this, Eric Flowers has 4 years in the league. Game started by year. 15, 16, 15, 16.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. As far as Eric Flowers goes, he's got a new team. It is the Miami Dolphins. So they have upgraded their offensive line on a 3-year, $30 million deal. They're adding a guard. I think that's something to watch because if you're going after Tom Brady, you want to upgrade your offensive line. The Dolphins have just signed a free agent. In the opening hour of free agency, their first move that I've seen,
okay.
I haven't seen them make any other moves. The Dolphins' first move is on the offensive line.
Yep. You see Trent Williams over the weekend, too, said he'd love to play with Tom Brady out there with the Raiders, too. And that's a guy who got 36. Yeah, that dude just made bank after winning a championship. So it's not like they're going to get that guy that type of money, meaning like a team like Miami, but you're adding some depth there, some depth pieces.
As Field Yates writes, Eric Flowers was a cast-off who couldn't find a permanent home, then spent 1 year with Bill Callahan as his coach, switched positions, played well, and now has a $30 million deal.
Oh. Man.
Former University of Miami Hurricane.
Going back home.
Going back home.
That'd be awesome.
Yep. So, Eric Flowers. First signing for the Dolphins. Interesting. That is interesting. Mm-hmm. Former tackle when he was with the New York Giants. So he was a top 10 pick. Mm. Hold on. I don't know what his number was. Give me a second. Nine. Ninth overall pick. 617-779-0985. There's also one fringe tweet. Do we want to get deep into this?
I mean,
there's nothing else on it, but we'll bring it up.
We don't ignore everybody, okay? And you got to take it for
we don't ignore time. Anybody. Okay. No, that's all we do.
No, we don't.
Dan Cilio has a tweet that indicates...
Now, Dan's nuts, okay? He's crazy. He's bat bleep crazy.
I don't know how coherent this tweet is, but it mentions the Broncos and Brady. So I don't know if the Broncos are actually in or not.
Well, they've already
But he's hearing. I don't know if he's hearing in another report or he's actually hearing from his own sources.
I thought from day one the Broncos would be one of those teams that were reported to be one of those dark horses because
you're
they
right.
did it before with
yeah,
Manning. Before, and, right. and Elway's a little desperate. He's crazy. He wants to get back to being a contender. And it'd be a pretty place for her to go visit, right? And stay. You know, Boulder's not far away. Breckenridge. There's nice places you go. They like to ski. You know, they like the mountains. It's pretty, earthy. You know, and get outside to fresh air. But you got a high crime rate in Denver.
What?
Yeah, Denver's one of the highest murder rates in the country. Downtown. It's crazy. You've looked this up. You've said, oh my God, you're right.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
When did I look this up?
I said this when we went to Denver, like a couple years ago. Like this, like I'm a little nervous going to Denver because you get outside of downtown. It's one of the highest murder rates in the city. I mean, in the country, as far as cities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Denver's up there. As beautiful as it is, Denver's a great city. It's pretty. They got some issues there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think one of their players actually got stabbed a year ago when this happened.
I guess so.
I forget which guy. I think it was a DB.
Didn't know about that. Yeah. Okay. Kyle in Charlton. Kyle.
What's going on, boys? You hit my point. So after signing the McCourty brothers, Slater, the Patriots this morning had 21.3 in cap room. After they just tagged Tooney, they have 5.4 left.
Yep.
So some moves they can make to make some cap room up. They can extend Gilmore or Hightower. They could also cut Hightower.
Yeah, but you're limited on Gilmore.
Limited on Gilmore.
Yep.
I know. Trust me, I know. But I'm just coming up with some things that
I don't. Well, that if you know, you would know that's probably not a great suggestion.
So they could also cut Sanu, Burkhead, Lacoste, and they can also cut trade.
So cut more weapons for Brady, okay.
So, no, that's not what I'm saying. But this is when you have 5.4 in cap room, and what other moves are you going to make other than these ones? It would be a bad idea to cut Sanu after we gave up a second-round pick.
You gave up a second-round pick, you got his ankle operated on, he's going to be okay. All right?
We could free up another 8 with Marcus Cannon, okay?
Okay, who's your tackle?
Listen, I'm not saying these are the right things to do, but when you have 5.4 in cap room, you can clear up maybe 12 right there. That's best. That's on the best day. Okay, 5.4 plus 12. Do the math. That's still not enough to sign Brady and get him a weapon. We only have limited picks in the draft.
Right.
We're definitely going tight end in the first round. Some tight ends to look out for. Noah Fant, Iowa. Yeah.
No, that was last year's draft. Your information is so bad, it's unbelievable.
Oh my God!
So we're going to do this. You know, Hardy mentioned Luminor got tagged for the round that he came in at, which was a fifth round tag. So they slapped the fifth round tag on Luminor. So you want to get rid of Marcus Cannon. So we'll put, for fun, we'll take Isaiah Wynn. We'll move him strong side. You're guaranteed Isaiah Wynn's going to make it through 16 games? Oh, we'll just slap Luminor backside, put him backside with Brady. Get rid of Burkhead, like he said, right? We'll keep going here.
Who is this team's left tackle?
That's what I would like to know. But we could draft Noah Fant, who went last year's draft.
To the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been drafted already. He already plays in the NFL.
But he said he knows all this. That's second bad call of the day. Let's go, McTakey.
617-779-0985. We continue to get little dribs and drabs of information. Little dribs and drabs from the NFL. Some news here and there, but the Patriots do need to clear some space if they're going to make any moves.
Yeah. David LaFleur's in this year's draft, right? We can draft him at tight end, too. They have Aikman work him out.
Oh, there is a... There is a big-time receiver on the market, apparently, as well. A tweet I just saw that is up for consideration for a trade. I'll tell you who it is. We'll do that next.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I am Iron Man.
Don't want to know. He's so
There's a big name receiver on the market.
Young teacher.
Peter King had it first today. DeAndre Hopkins. And he just got traded? It just happened?
Whoa.
Are you kidding
me?
No.
Hold on. Speak.
Never mind.
Yeah, we got it.
DeAndre Hopkins has been traded.
Where?
Not to New England.
According to Adam Schefter, Texans are trading DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona.
Now, we just heard that David Johnson was getting traded to Houston from Arizona.
That's great.
I assume that's all in the same deal.
Yeah, he'll have fun out there with Larry Fitzgerald and all that.
Yeah.
Put him at the Hurts counter.
Yeah. How stupid are the Texans?
What are you doing? Well, something went wrong there where they're looking at the production, like injuries and stuff, and they're thinking, okay, it's starting to come down, so maybe now's the best time to unload him. Stephon Gilmore was defensive player of the year, right? Who did he struggle against last year? A little bit. Now, they were competitive catches, but DeAndre Hopkins had like three big third down catches against Gilmore. I'd like him here. I thought it was in play potentially for the 23rd pick. What's Arizona's pick? Low. It's got to be teens, right?
Rappaport says it is. DeAndre Hopkins in the deal for David Johnson.
Mm.
Those are the details they have. So it is all in the same deal as assumed.
Oh, and Arizona pays his whole salary, David Johnson's. Wow.
Bill O'Brien.
Wow. Oh, Billy, 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 Billy.
Bill O'Brien,
Billy,
you
Billy,
suck.
Billy, Billy, Billy.
What are you doing?
Texans are going to take on all of running back David Johnson's salary.
Yeah, they're paying his salary, and I'm sure Arizona's paying
it?
Hopkins.
That's it?
No, that's not what it says. It doesn't say that's it. We don't know that yet. Imagine if it's straight up.
It can't be.
There's no way it could be.
DeAndre Hopkins and a fourth. This is from John McClain.
Okay, John
McClain. Excuse me.
John McClain, a longtime NFL writer based out of Houston.
DeAndre Hopkins and a fourth-round pick go to the Cardinals for David Johnson and a second-round pick this year and also a fourth-round pick next year.
All right, so they get a second and a fourth. And David Johnson, who's... I mean, when healthy, really good.
And they've struggled at the running back position. They have.
But
had injuries there.
You know what he is? He's a running back.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd get more value just putting DeAndre Hopkins on the market and saying, let's go. What do you got?
So Kyler Murray
give us
now
your
has
offers.
Larry Fitzgerald and DeAndre Hopkins. That's pretty good for a young quarterback in year two.
Although there is no risk in... Like, there's less risk in when you have a player involved where you say, I know this guy's good. I know David Johnson's good. I don't need to figure that out. So, yeah, you know, what could have potentially been a first-round pick, I'll take a second from what I think is a bad team, and I'll take this really good running back.
Tell you what, NFL is open for business, and business is getting done right now.
And business is good.
It is flying. Whew.
One team that may not be in business after all, Diana Russini. Saying, I was told by a high-ranking source the Denver Broncos are not in the Tom Brady sweepstakes.
Okay, then. Well, there's that. I was going to say, the first tweet was a little disjointed, a little bit. Definitely not in any
suspect.
Sort of, you know, definitely not up to grammatical standards, but... It did involve the hashtag Broncos and Tom Brady.
Here's the problem. You're working from home. Your kid grabs your phone.
Happens.
Yeah, you know.
It happens,
don't look at my
right?
History. Don't look at my history.
Nick in the car. Yo, Nick.
Hey, guys. What's up, guys? Great show as always. Zoe, I hate to throw some water in your Miami boat.
Yeah, but throw it there.
Brady has historically played terrible down in Miami. His record for the last 19 years against the Dolphins is 22-11.
And he's going to think about that when he goes down there, like, oh, man, I can't play
here. Those losses, exactly. He's a cold-blooded player. He can't play in the hot weather. I think he's too used to it. His blood's too thick.
Yep.
He's staying in New England.
Did you hear that down at the Seminole Golf Club down there last weekend?
I heard. I mean, okay. I just went to Jamaica. I brought my golf clubs with me, too.
Okay. Well, you got it, man.
I'll
retract everything I said about that then. Okay. Gotcha.
All over the country. Okay. We all do.
All right. Does that factor into Brady's thinking at all? He brings up a good point. Like, that's a stadium you haven't played well in. Now you're going to play half your games there?
He's had some good games there, though.
You want that?
He's had the Troy Brown game in overtime.
You don't have good memories of that stadium.
Walker and a 99-yarder. You've had some good ones there, though.
But he's lit it up a couple times. On the whole, compared with other stadiums around the league.
Fair.
How are you?
He's played like crap in Buffalo. Yeah.
How are your memories of playing in Miami?
I don't think that factors in once when you look at it. The last year just cursed. I'd be more worried about going to Denver. You've never played well in Denver. Not a single time.
Well, apparently that's not happening.
Yeah. Is that off the Darlington list, the Denver list? Is he on there? He's like, oh, I wish Denver was in play. Damn it. Darlington list is down to what, one or two? Or is he still having a five?
Eight teams, though.
He's quiet. I mean, today's the biggest day, right? The legal tampering period, and we got nothing from Jeff Darlington. What is going on here?
Tony's in Holbrook. Tony.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Tony.
Thanks for taking my call. Quick question. How long do you think it takes before we hear about Brady signing with anybody?
I think today you're going to get some information.
I think next week. Or do you mean like news, or do you mean like his actual signing?
Actual signing.
Yeah, I think next week.
All right.
And also, I want to thank you guys for all the great job all you guys are doing.
Thank you.
In this hard time.
Warriors.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate the
tough ride in today. Oh, that's at 9:02.
Man, there's nobody out there, huh?
9:02.
It's good. Glad. Happy about it.
And got the car washed and got coffee. What time did you let me in, Tom? 9:45?
9:59.
No, you didn't. You idiot. It's so stupid.
What happened to your key card?
You have no idea where your key card is.
It's probably been years. It's probably been 2 years since you had that.
I've never used it.
Well, how long have we been here?
My man,
a year
Dave,
and a half?
You know what? And I blame David
18
for
months?
That. David has trained me not to use the key card. Downstairs.
Where's your key card, Hardy?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. Oh, right
it's always right here.
Yeah. Key cards.
I tell you what, Matt McCarthy keeps his in the same pocket. I assume in the same, money clip type of thing. He's so tall that when he walked in, we walked in the same time today.
Just check it. Hip check.
Yeah, because knees.
To get up to the sensor, I have to do this.
Oh.
He just walks right up to that thing.
Do that again. Oh, the guy that Born to Run changed his life at 8 years old? That one?
What, are you jealous?
That one? No, not really.
You're still waiting for something to change your life.
I'm still waiting for that explanation. Like, because you really, at 10, you really kind of.
It was the horse ride.
Got everything
what are you talking
out.
About, Artie? It was his ride on the horse.
I do not believe. I do not believe they put an untrained rider on a horse with no saddle.
I swear to
in
God.
In an enclosed arena and said, he's not fully broken. Yeah, go.
Right hand to God, may you take all three of my children today. I swear to God that happened.
They got like a fourth.
Why would they do that?
I'm dumb. I'm a dumbass, and I got on that sucker, and it was a big one. It was a gray one. It was like a stallion.
A big gray.
Ain't buying this one. Train his ass. I say, stop. He goes, you can't squeeze with your legs, you dumbass. I'm like, would have been good to tell me that getting on, considering we had no stirrups. Normally, you put your feet in stirrups.
Yeah, I understand.
But you got a Western saddle, and you can just ride like that. And you just pull. You're not the reins. You pull back to stop on the teeth. You got the bit. It's in the bits of the mouth. You
Whoo! I saw this call waiting here. I don't know what it's about, but this seems like the appropriate time to take it. Chris in Duxbury on something for Zoe.
Hey, guys, great show. Zoe, I got a subject you can talk about maybe during this time about lawn care.
Yep.
You could, give you a 5-minute spiel on that. We got the lawn season's coming up.
Yep.
So,
excellent.
Oh, listen, Chris.
Okay,
we're just happy to have sports this week. We've got some things to talk about.
We got actual sports today. I feel like the lawn care show is maybe middle of next week.
I think things could get real weird real quick around here.
Quick update. I've looked at it. We are 9 degrees above normal this year compared to other years.
9.5, right?
Perfect time, which means spring is going to be here earlier when the buds start on the end of the trees. I'm not worried about the trees. This is a perfect, perfect time with all the time you have, and if you have kids and if you have older kids, get the metal lawn rakes out. Scratch those yards. Scratch them up. Gather everything. Put it in a burn pile. Burn in the back corner of your yard right now, if you can. Or maybe if you have a burn barrel.
Burn barrel.
Burn it. Burn your stuff. Get the lawn scratched up now. Do not start to apply stuff yet. Give it another 2 weeks. Then you're going to apply. Then we're going to get some rains. We're going to get a lot of rain in April.
But you're saying thatching, you should be thatching now?
You could scratch it up right now. It's a good time to do some winter cleanup right now because the weather has turned a little bit. I know it's cold today.
Winter cleanup already.
Yeah. Get those kids out there, man. Get them raking. They say get your kids out at least twice a day.
Oh, yeah. My kids
pay them.
There.
Pay them.
Yeah, Zoe took on an extra kid for labor purposes.
You want to do it?
No, we're not going to do it. You know, I would love to do it, but even I will say we're not going to do that.
You really want to do it?
No.
I thought he was going to kill you.
He did it.
Don't do it, because we could talk about your kids at home. We could do that all day long.
They haven't brought any.
I haven't gotten any videos yet.
But the number of kids hasn't changed for Beetle.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Email from Brian wants to know if we're going to mention that Dak Prescott got the franchise tag. Yep, 3 hours ago.
Yep, four times.
Can't mention times. Every franchise tag and every signing and every segment and every update we do.
We did. We talked about him turning down $33 million a year, and plus, that his number would actually be north of what Kirk Cousins
plus,
got.
Was there any doubt that he was going to be back with the Cowboys?
Not in my mind. But for some people, they wanted to kick around the idea of the Dallas Cowboys. I think most notably was probably Colin Coward, right? He was big on that idea. I have that right? Do I have that right? Was it Coward?
Okay.
It was Coward who was big on the Cowboys idea.
We have another update.
So just to update everyone, the Titans have gone with Tannehill. The Cowboys have stuck with Dak. The Minnesota Vikings, if you counted them as a maybe fringe dark horse for Brady, they have re-upped Kirk Cousins for two more years on top of what he had left, so they're not switching. According to all reports, the 49ers will not be switching quarterbacks, so they would not be in it. Mm. Diana Russini just mentioned a few minutes ago that the Broncos are not pursuing Brady, so they would not be an option. And so three teams pretty much remain out there in the reports. That is Tampa Bay, who we know will be all in, as well as maybe the Raiders, and the Chargers are expected to be in on Brady as well.
We have another one. It could affect the trade market and some of the juggling of the domino effect at the quarterback positions from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. The Chicago Bears are supposedly in on Teddy Bridgewater now.
Well, that is interesting, because if you're in on Bridgewater, why would you not be in on Brady?
Well, you were also supposed to be in on potentially trading for Andy Dalton, where that was going to be a landing spot. Please don't tell me you locked up Joe Tooney for Andy Dalton to come here. Don't do it to me. I can't take that.
Oh, what, to trade Andy Dalton trade Tooney for Dalton?
Nope.
Is that what you're saying?
Nope. But you're building your offensive line to protect the red rifle. I can't handle that mentally and physically.
I
can't do that today. Don't do it to me.
You were suggesting.
No, I'm just saying it's going to be a domino effect. So if they're going to be in on Bridgewater at some money point, and we heard Bridgewater was commanding $30 to $31 million.
It's not going to get that.
They also put the transition tag on Tyson Hill. So like
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, Taysom Hill. I'm sorry, Taysom Hill. So you would have to give up multiple picks to acquire him, even if you signed him, and they would have right of first refusal. So they froze up that position. Teddy Bridgewater probably going to go and make some decent money out there because the market is exploding for quarterbacks. Guys are getting paid left and right. And now you understand why Dak held out for more than $33 million a year. If Cousins is getting that, Dak's going to get more. So there you go.
Update. Hey,
is Darlington working today?
What's that?
Is he working today or did he take the week off? Darlington. Because all these guys.
I haven't heard much from him today.
A lot of reports out there today.
I would also say this. So, given the price that was paid for DeAndre Hopkins, the Patriots, if they were allowed to actually talk to Houston, would have been able to probably match what they gave up, right? I think they would. They'd figure out a way to do a deal. I wonder what the Hopkins deal will mean for the prices of other players. And I think obviously there's a natural next name on that list, and it's Odell Beckham Jr. Right or wrong?
Right, correct. And I think that's okay. I think that's a guy Brady would have circled as far as a realistic type of guy to replace a guy like AB. AB's never coming back here. That ain't ever going to happen. Another team, hey, if you're all in, good luck. Go sign him.
Also, Bob Nightingale has this report about baseball, as do others now. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred had a conference call today at noon advising Major League Baseball teams to shut down their facilities. Several GMs are now bracing for a delay as late as July.
So Yankees are still MLB in? They're season. Still working out that
it's right? Doesn't that look so foolish?
Just Jesus.
Like, oh, we're just going to stay here. Why, guys? Go home. It's going to be a long time. Go home. 617-779-0985 is the telephone. Let's get some more of your calls in. John is in Ashland. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I should say how stupid Bill O'Brien is for trading DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best receivers in the game, when you have an MVP caliber quarterback in Deshaun Watson. Texans aren't going anywhere the next 5 years. Stupid move.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I never want to swap out a...
Hurt your quarterback.
A top tier, I think, one of the best receivers in the game for a running back and, second and fourth rounders. Don't get me that excited.
I've covered a lot of games with Stephon Gilmore over the last 3 years. He has some issues with this guy. And he's defensive player of the year. So you just go based on what you see in game day situations. He's made some tough catches with him right there on top of him. This kid can play.
Like, how do you not make that work with that player?
I have no clue.
Dave and Dedham. Hi, Dave.
Gentlemen, huge fan, best show in the market.
Thank you.
I just want to make a quick Brady point, but before I do that, can I just say we stand on the precipice of societal collapse, and Hardy's name is not on the show.
Yeah, I mean, can we fix what's important
first? Let me do that.
Right.
I think somebody should go to management and demand that Hardy's name be
okay. I'm going to give you a little inside story here. All right. So we come up our steps every day here at Beasley. We have this little Michael Scott flat screen monitor.
Yes,
it's about an eight by ten monitor, which yeah. is a plasma TV that we have at the top of our steps and has all our shows pictures on there, and it rotates through. It says Zolak and Bertrand and Hardy on it.
It does.
With Hardy's picture.
It does. For internal purposes.
People on the inside, where I think it really matters more
so. It's a gesture. It's a gesture. I don't know that anyone else gets that. Does it say Felger and Maz and Big Jim?
Nope.
So far, it's a great...
Does it say Toucher and Rich and Wallach?
No, but come on.
Come on, Wallach.
Does it say Adam Jones and Christian Arcand?
It might.
Yeah, because he has like nobody there. He needs him.
Anyway, Dave, the call's off to a great start, yeah. Dave. Let's continue.
Dave, you got a football point as well?
Yeah, just quick point.
Yep.
Is it a possibility that Brady is actually in decline and the Patriots might not want him back?
Possible? Absolutely, it's possible.
Sure.
I mean, to me, I don't see anything on film that jumps out and says, wow, there's the one spot. I think the one thing Brady did more so this year than any other years. When he knew from the get-go, at the snap, the play was busted. If it was a protection or if it was a bum route, he dirted more balls than ever before, meaning threw it in the feet of the running back. And potentially could have got called for grounding at times or not. But, you know, it's better to do that than take a sack or take a hit.
Let's get to one more. Chuck in New York on Brady.
Chuck.
Yeah, guys, it's a fabulous show.
Thanks, Chuck.
And I just wanted to say, Brady cannot go to Tampa Bay. There's no freaking way. And I seriously think Belichick is trying to push him out the door. I don't know. It seems like I think he's got his eyes on that college player, the left-hander that's coming out next year. And that's why he's saying
Tua.
It's only
Southpaw.
Tua. Year. No, not Tua, the other kid. The kid that lost the national championship game this year. He's a left-handed quarterback. I forgot his name. But anyway, you guys do a great job. It's fabulous. And
Hurts? Jalen Hurts? That was Burrow versus Hurts, right? Oklahoma? Or am I crazy? No, was that? Joe Burrow won a national title. Threw like 5 touchdowns by halftime. That thing was over. May have been Hurts.
Today's takeaways are coming up. I tuned out as soon as you start talking about he's eyeing college quarterbacks.
Like, oh, whatever.
Doubt it. Yeah. We'll get to today's takeaways coming up right after this.
They give.
Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
Okay, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Folks, don't forget, if you can't get in, you can do it on a worldwide program at awaken180weightloss.com. I'll coach you up right there on your computer, 6 locations. Give them a call or check it out at awaken180weightloss.com. They can still take care of you, even with what we're dealing with. All right?
All right, then. Let's get to the takeaways, one of which is Zoe pretending to be Stephen Ross, owner of the Miami Dolphins, making his pitch to Tom Brady.
Let's do it. You've talked about your wife, right? And your family and lifestyle and how important it is filling that bucket up and making sure that they're happy. She was just on video answering questions. She hopes that whoever her husband signs with it be somewhere that's really nice. You ever been to South Beach, Tom? She's a former model, world model. She could do some things down here. She could unretire, right, Hardy? Like, be, you know, start working again. I own Equinox. I own SoulCycle, who she loves and works out at up there in Brookline. We'll put your products in our stores. To the point of the Shark Tank, I'll big box your ass.
Okay?
I'll put you. You don't have to open TB12 specific locations, even though I'll let you build one next to the facility here. We'll embrace it. We'll send guys there to help, you know, further the rehab. You can put one in South Beach. You can put one up in Jupiter and West Palm where the money is, Lauderdale. Lifestyle down here. Everybody's out. You're walking. You're on the beach at 5:30 in the morning. They're going to love your stuff. More importantly, I'll put it in my stores. I'll put your snacks, your expando bands, your nuts, your medicine balls, whatever you want. You know, your vibrators on the side. You know. Body vibrators.
Yes.
Yeah, massagers.
Because those really matter so much when you're on your side and you're rolling. Oh, this one feels good here. Yep, get that one in there. Yep. Think about that, though.
Big, like, TB12 man on horsey.
Look at you. Look at you, my TB12 master. You big man. You big man on horsey with your TB12. Make sure you get the hat in. Hurry up. Get the picture. I got my machete in my right hand. I'm holding a horse rein. Get the TB12 hat on. Trucker hat. Get in. Hurry up. Don't think that's not important.
You big TB12 man.
If it's ignored here, my point, if it's ignored here and embraced elsewhere.
Vivi!
I'm in there. Huh? Come on, Tom. One more time today.
Vinny!
It drives Hardy nuts.
What do I have over here?
Look at you.
TB12 master?
Make sure you get a TB12
man. TB12 man over here and a horsey?
Oh.
Vivi, espera aí, meu amor. Vivi Lecky.
So I have a question. Does Tom think that the video is not going to have sound when he's like, make sure you get the hat in there?
Thanks. It's so obvious.
Smiling, like looking at it.
Oh, yeah, get this for the TikTok. Yeah, make sure.
TikTok it.
Make sure I have the hat in there.
Look
and then
at
he's like,
you.
Oh, wait, this is a video? Oh, okay.
Oh, look at you.
I thought we were taking just a photo.
My dungeon master. My
TB12 master.
Yeah.
Patriots make it official, by the way, and Joe Tooney. They just released that.
Yeah, okay.
So, there we go.
Cool. One more thing today. Zoe's. What?
Yeah, it's okay, cool.
Yeah. No.
I mean, we didn't think it was... We didn't think it was in
doubt.
Oh, it's
real now.
You know.
You singing today, right?
Oh, Queen.
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell letting everybody know he's okay, although he has it. Yeah. He's obviously been quarantined with COVID-19. CDC put out.
Hey.
You okay?
Hey.
Get it out. Come on, get it out of your system.
Take it. Hey-ya. Take it. Hey-ya.
We got to get to the.
You got time. You got nothing but time.
Got nothing but time, really. But time.
Sure do. Like Tangway. Hardy, remember when Tangway did his beatbox?
Oh, I do.
We just sat there and stared.
We didn't know what to do.
We didn't know what to do.
It's a little scary.
He said he does that all the time. Like, when do you beatbox? Like, hey, I have a beatbox class coming up.
It's good. All right, then. Tomorrow is day two of the tampering.
I mean,
in the NFL.
A lot of people thought today wasn't going to go down, but it did. And a lot of action in the league. To me, it looks like Wednesday, start of league year, is up and running. And so we're expecting that. Now, that may change. Things may change, as they often do with everything that we've been covering over the last couple of days. So we'll keep you updated. We'll be here. Ready to go.
Tampering happens.
Happens.
Tampering is happening as we speak.
Fully locked and loaded. 2-6 show.
Are those Maz is here?
Whole crew's here.
They're all here. All right.
Felger's outside washing himself.
They'll have a full wipe down, and then they'll be off and running.
All right, guys. Good seeing you all.
Yeah, I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LifelineMA.org.